ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ जाग्रत्स्वप्नसुषुप्तिषु स्फुटतरा या संविदुज्रम्भते या ब्रह्मादिपिपीलिकान्ततनुषु प्रोता जगत्साक्षिणी सैवाहं न च दृश्यवस्त्विति दृढप्रज्ञापि यस्यास्ति चेत् चाण्डालोऽस्तु सतु द्विजोऽस्तु गुरुरित्येषामनीषामम I said yesterday, Shankaracharya presents the essence of the four Mahavakyams in this work. Each verse has a Mahavakyam explaining it in a nutshell. Prajnanam Brahma is the Mahavakyam from Aitareya Upanishad of Rigveda. Aham Brahmasmi is a Mahavakyam from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad of Yajurveda. Tattvamasi is a Mahavakyam of Chandogya Upanishad of Samaveda. Then I am Atma Brahma is a Mahavakyam from the Mandukya Upanishad of Atharvana Veda. And each verse has this each Mahavakyam in it. So as I said, the first verse which I have read now has this Mahavakyam, Prajnanam Brahma. These verses present the entire Vedantic teaching in a nutshell. That's why these verses are very, very highly significant and very important. The entire Vedantic teaching is given here means how the Vedantic teaching has to take place. The entire Vedantic teaching has to take place in three levels, three stages. The first lesson is understanding the consciousness. That consciousness is the reality, the meaning of the word I, because of which alone the inert, material, elemental body, mind, sense complex becomes conscious and sentient. This is the first stage of understanding. Understanding this consciousness, because of which alone body becomes conscious and sentient, the sukshma shariram, the mind, the sense powers, powers of organs of actions, physiological functions, the all of them become conscious and sentient and alive. And as a part of this first lesson, we understand consciousness is not a part of the body. Like what? Our hair, our nail, are parts of the body. So consciousness is not a part of this body. Consciousness is not like any other enzymes. I know, because now liver produces a lot of cholesterol. So by itself exists of cholesterol. So it is not like other enzymes or things, product of the body also. See, all learning, okay? Product of the, not a product of the body, and a part of the body. And it is not, suppose, complexion, height, weight. They're all properties of the body. So it is not part or product or properties of the body. If it is not, then what is consciousness is? This consciousness is an independent entity. It's a very unique, very significant lesson one has to have to understand. Why? Because for a scientist, consciousness is a great puzzle. A scientist does not know. Consciousness comes under which branch of science? Doesn't know under which branch of science should it come to. Whereas Vedanta is very clear. Vedanta states consciousness cannot be associated, connected to any matter at all. It means consciousness is an independent entity. And this consciousness, which is an independent entity, pervades the entire body-mind-sense complex. Thereby, it enlivens the body-mind-sense complex. Second thing, this consciousness is there even before the body comes into manifestation. When the body is present, also consciousness is. Of course, consciousness is, that is why body is. And even when the body collapses, even when the body is relatively destroyed into deformed, also consciousness continues to exist. And this consciousness continues to exist means there's no time when consciousness is not. Beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, consciousness is present, obtains in every physical body mind-sense complex. Is this consciousness there or not? When the death happens, what happens to the consciousness? We're talking about the consciousness, we're not talking about the sukshma. You know, you all know death means the sukshma departs. Departure of sukshma is the death, you know that. Sukshma also is, in a way, material product. So body becomes inert, so body becomes dead, lifeless, like a stone or a wood. Therefore we cremate or we bury, there's a different thing. But what happens to consciousness? When the sukshma leaves the body, sukshma is not transacting. The mind, these instruments of transactions, like powers of organs of actions, powers of sense organs, the mind, physiological functions, actually physiological, in death, physiological functions also become what now? They all together stop functioning. Because mind is non-functional, sense powers also non-functional, powers of organs of actions are non-functional, everything is, when they're all not transacting, transactions are not there. So absence of transaction or non-transaction is not an end of consciousness. End of transactions. Understand? It's not an end of consciousness. Transaction comes to an end. In death, transactions alone come to an end. There's no more transaction. That is how you say dead. Because the medium of the instruments of transaction, they are not available in the dead body. And without the physical body, independently, they cannot function also. I told you many times in the class, officer has to be in an office to be an officer. So non-functional. Therefore, no transaction. So transactions being not there does not mean consciousness is not there. Consciousness still is. Okay. What happens in deep sleep state? In deep sleep state also, the medium, the organs of transactions are resolved except prana. Prana functions. All the prana physiological functions are happening. But other instruments of transactions, they're all resolved. Therefore, what happens? Consciousness still is in deep sleep state. After death also, consciousness continues to be there in the body. So there's no time consciousness is not. But what we think, the end of transaction. Transactions end due to the non-functioning of resolution of the organs. But consciousness doesn't come to an end. But when the physical body, when the organs of transactions are transacting, then there is transaction. When there is transaction, then the consciousness obtains in the body is said to be vyaktam chaitanyam, manifest consciousness. When the transactions are not there, still consciousness is, but it is avyaktam chaitanyam. When there is no consciousness is not manifest, we think consciousness is not there. That's not true. So consciousness is always there. Therefore, the lesson is what? Consciousness is the meaning of the word I. Consciousness is an independent reality, entity, which pervades and enlivens the body. Distinct, different, but not a part, product or property of the material body maintenance complex. And this consciousness always is there, continues to exist in the presence of the body, in the absence of the body, in the presence of transactions, in the absence of transactions. Consciousness is always there. In the presence of transactions, the consciousness obtains in the body maintenance complex is vyaktam chaitanyam. In the absence of transactions, consciousness seems to be avyaktam. Therefore, consciousness is. It will understand later on, anyway. This is the first lesson. And that consciousness is, this consciousness which obtains in the body maintenance complex, always is the prajnanam. Prajnanam is the first lesson. Prajnanam. Prajnanam means consciousness. Another word for consciousness. Then, next lesson. What is the next lesson? In the next stage of understanding, this consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of body, mind, sense complex. It pervades the body, mind, sense complex, but it goes beyond the peripheries of the body, mind, sense complex. Means this consciousness which obtains in this given body, mind, sense complex is the same consciousness which is which obtains in all the beings and all the bodies. This is second lesson. Now what we have accomplished now? The truth of all other beings, the truth of an individual is one and the same when you say you have accomplished Jiva Ishwara Aikyam. The truth of all the beings, the meaning of the word I in all the beings, and the meaning of the word I in an individual is one and the same when you say, because this consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of one body mind and complex. It goes beyond the peripheries of body mind and complex. Means it pervades all, not only this, it pervades all other beings also. When you say you have established what? The oneness of consciousness. Oneness of consciousness. You have established the plurality of consciousness being not there. There's no duality, there's no plurality of consciousness. The oneness of consciousness, establishing the oneness of consciousness. First, understanding consciousness as the truth of oneself, first lesson. Then, understanding the consciousness being the truth of all the beings, all the bodies, that means thereby establishing the oneness of consciousness, non-plurality of consciousness, is the second lesson. Okay, second stage of understanding. Then, what a third? Third lesson comes. That is fine. Consciousness alone is there. The third lesson. What is there is only consciousness. We feel so sad because what is not at all tangible for us is consciousness. What seems to be tangible, what seems to be, you know, tangible, is matter. And this, that matter which seems to be tangible, you know, the matter which is very much tangible and real for us, is not there. What is only consciousness. That means consciousness alone is satyam. This is the first word, vastu. Pratyagatma vastu. Vastu means that which is sadrupena yadasti. That is vastu. That which is in the form of existence. That where everything lives. The vasati. All has come from that only. So, because this is a big important lesson, because scientists do not know what is the relationship between consciousness and matter. What is the connection between consciousness and matter? And here Vedanta says very clearly, in fact, what is intangible for you is actually that alone is real. What is tangible for you is mithya, is as though. Somebody asked yesterday some question, somebody tried to say that. Satyam is, only Satyam is consciousness. What about the matter then? Because you understood already what? The truth of all the beings is only one consciousness we have understood. Now we have only two things left behind. What is it? Now consciousness is, matter is. Of these two, when you say consciousness is one, the consciousness obtaining in an individual is the only consciousness which obtains in all the bodies, you are establishing the oneness of consciousness, means there is Jiva Ishvara Aikyam is established. But now, Ishvara Jagat Aikyam has to be established, matter and consciousness. Are they two different things? Or otherwise, they are not two different things. What is there? What is there is only consciousness. If what is there is only consciousness, then what about the matter? So you say, this matter means all this other than consciousness, everything else, what is there is only matter. Mind onwards, everything else, anything which is perceptible is matter only. So this material prapanchaha is only mithya. Satyam is consciousness. So satyam and mithya, when you say, the mithya and satyam are two orders of the same reality, means mithya is nothing but satyam. Ocean is nothing but water. So what? What is there is only water. Understand now? We have to accept now, account for the, you know, we have to present it. Water is there, ocean is there. You established already what? The oneness of, the truth of all the waves. Truth of every wave is water. When you say, establish the oneness of water, that is fine. What is the next stage? There is something called water and ocean. There, water alone is satyam, ocean is mithya. But water, the satyam, is not the ocean, the mithya. But ocean, the mithya, is nothing but water. When you say, you have resolved the ocean in the water, thereby you establish the oneness of water. What is there is only water with reference to ocean. The same way here also, the whole matter, the entire matter and the material manifestation, the universe, is nothing but mithya. Satyam is consciousness alone. Therefore, the entire material prapancha is nothing but conscious satyam, Brahma. When you say, what is there is only Brahma. Brahma mokate. Yes, this is the third level stage of understanding. This is where the Advaita Siddhi happens. The vision of non-duality happens only with this third lesson. If you stop with the second lesson, you are not saying what is matter. You are not establishing the connection between consciousness and matter. Then you stop with Sankhya philosophy. You have to come to the third stage. Only when you say this material prapancha is mithya, that is how consciousness being only reality becomes, non-dual reality becomes very clearly established. There is a third stage of understanding. Is it clear now? This is a very, very essential understanding of Vedanta. Means what? Vedantic teaching, entire Vedantic teaching is presented in these three stages. It has to take place in three stages. Okay, and now we'll see this. In this first verse, Shankara presents this first two stages of understanding. That I want to say. First two stages, what is that? I am the consciousness, isn't it? I, the self, am the consciousness. What is consciousness? Distinct, different, pervades the body, mind, complex, enlivens it. And this consciousness is the consciousness that obtains in all the bodies, everything. The first two levels of stages of understanding are presented here in this first verse. And he says, in Jagrat Avastha, in waking state, there is experience. Not one experience, there are many experiences, cognitions, perceptions. That is Jagrat Avastha, waking state. And there is cognition or perception of five different objects. The entire cosmos perceived in five different forms as five different objects. There are five different types of cognitions, varieties of cognitions happen constantly. And there is experience. The very experience is possible, the cognition is possible because of the presence of consciousness, which is there as the witness of the one witness invariably, which is present in all the variable witnessed cognitions and thoughts. See, when I turn my head this side and then I see, this is Gajalakshmi, this side of this wall I see Gajalakshmi, Mahishasura Mardini. I see, okay, I don't see that sword, okay, I see this side. When I see this, this side of the painting is evident, this side of the wall is evident, and when this wall is evident, the colors are evident, pictures are evident, what is evident along with this colorful painting? The light. But when this side of the pictures are evident, light is evident. Because light, how light is evident? The painting is evident, that itself is because of the presence of light. So light is evident. But other side of the wall, when I'm seeing here, other side of the wall or other wall is not evident. But when I change my head, this side, I see this side, I see Nataraja, I see Krishna with gopis, and still, the other side of the wall is evident, other colors are evident, and that side also now light is evident, because light being evident is evident. Why? Because all other things are evident. But when I see that side, this side of the wall is not evident. So the object of perception, then they vary. But what is evident always? That this side of the wall, that side of the wall, whatever I perceive, light is evident. Similarly, the objects vary, cognitions vary, but the cognizer, isn't it? That consciousness is always evident. Consciousness is self-evident, is always evident as what I am. I see light, I am. Isn't it? Light is, I am. Therefore light is. I hear the sound, I am, therefore the sound is. We shouldn't say sound is, therefore I hear, don't say. I am, therefore hearing is, therefore sound is. I am, smelling is, therefore smelt is. I am, tasting is, therefore taste is. I am. So in every perception, in every cognition, in every knowledge, the objects of cognitions vary, objects of perceptions vary, but what does not vary, what is invariably there is, I am. And that I am is what? The consciousness, which is there as the experiencer of the Jagrat Avastha, always continuously present. We saw in Dakshinamurti Stotram also, Vyavrittasu anuvartamanam, aham. In all this, you know, discontinuously variable states of experience, what is continuously present, invariably present, is this consciousness. This is jagrat, then swapna. Swapna also there is experience, and swapna prapanchaha, there is a cognition of swapna prapancha. There is experience of swapna prapancha. And of course there is very much consciousness. See, swapna prapancha is evident because of the presence of consciousness. And jagrat prapancha is evident because of the presence of consciousness. So something is experienced in jagrat and swapna because of the experiencer consciousness. Whereas in deep sleep state, nothing is experienced, experience of nothing, experience of something. Experience of something in deep sleep, in waking state and dream state. Experience of nothing in deep sleep state. That means any experience presupposes the experiencer, the witness, sakshini. Sakshi is a masculine gender word, nakaranta pullinga shabda, sakshin. But sakshini is a feminine gender word because samvit is the word used here. Therefore, sakshini. Sakshini, the witness. The witness is always what? Distinct, different. At the same time, without the witness, there is no witnessed. Even when you come inside, suppose after 7 o'clock, somebody comes in here, sees, oh, nobody is here, nobody is here. Whenever somebody says nobody is here, what does it mean? Nobody else is here other than me. Nobody else is there means what? Nobody else is there means nobody else is there other than me. Because you can't say, I am also not there. Who is the one who says that nobody else is there? Isn't it? That very expression says what? I alone am here. Other than me, nobody else is there. That is the meaning. Similarly, nothing is there in deep sleep state means no experience, nothing else is there means who is that one? What is that one witnessing that nothingness? I told you, absence of transactions does not mean, you know, ending of the absence of consciousness. That's why he says here, that consciousness is what? Prajnanam, obtains an individual consciousness, is obtained in individual body, mind, and complex. He says, jagrat swapna sushuptishu, jagrat swapna sushuptishu, yasam vidujrumbate, yasam vidujrumbate, yasam vit. Samvit is consciousness. Ujrumbate, jrumbate means is evident. Like how when you say Mahalakshmi is evident this side, the painting is evident. What is ujrumbate? What is prominently evident here? Light. Minus which there is no the picture will, painting will not be evident. So ujrumbanam, utjrumbanam, ujrumbate means prominently evident. You know, you can say samvit ujrumbhate, ya samvit, that consciousness which is prominently evident, but no, sputatara ujrumbhate, sputatara very clearly, very as I am, isn't it? Sputatara very clearly, prominently evident. Sputa itself means clear. Sputatara is a comparative degree. More clearly. Sputa means clear. very clear, more clear, sputatara. Sputatama means the most clear. We are not most clear, isn't it? Only that is why sputatara, very clearly, prominently, it is evident as what? As the witness. That consciousness which is very clearly, prominently evident in all the three states of experience, jagra, swapna, sushuptishu. That is the first stage of teaching, which I have explained to you already. The first line, it reveals the first stage of teaching. What is that? Consciousness is independent, distinct, an entity distinct from the body dimensions complex, which pervades the entire body dimensions complex, which is there as the witness of all the three states of experience, which is always prominently, clearly evident. Okay. That consciousness alone, what is that now? Not only it is there in one individual body dimensions complex, the same consciousness is indivisibly, undividedly, partlessly, as a whole, it pervades, it goes beyond the body dimensions complex. It, you know, without being bound by the limitations of the body dimensions complex, it pervades all the beings. What? Brahma Adi Pipilika Anta Tanushu. In not only in one body, not only in my body, in all the bodies, beginning from Brahmaji onwards, also what now? In even in all the inferior, most inferior of the beings, such as Pipilika, the ant, etc., in all the beings, Ya Pipilika Anta Tanushu Prota. Prota means inherent, inheres. You know, it pervades. As I told, literally it means woven, but that which pervades everything. So pervading all the bodies, not only this body. As what now? How is it now? Ya Brahma Adi Pipilika Anta Tanushu. Tanushu, Prota, and Ya Jagat Sakshini. Jagat Sakshini. So this consciousness, because consciousness is implied by the word Samvit, and Samvit happens to be a feminine gender word, the relative pronoun used here is Ya, that which. It's for the people who know Sanskrit, like the grammar. Ya, she who, literally it means that which. That consciousness, which is the witness of the individual body mansions complex, is the witness of the three states of experience of every individual, the witness of the entire Jagat also. Jagat Sakshini. Who is the one who is witnessing the Jagat all the time? Witnessing, the mind is witnessing the, which is distinct, isn't it? Witness is always different from the witnessed. Jagat is in the waking state. There's a witness. Who says, how do you say Jagat is? I know. You have to say, I know the world is. In dream state, you have a dream experience. And you get up and say, wake up from sleep and say, I dreamt. Who says this? Who was the witness of the dream? You are the witness of the dream. Then in deep sleep state, I did not know anything. There was nothing. Nothing being evident becomes evident because of consciousness. Nothing is evident in deep sleep state. Nothing is evident. Everything else being non-evident becomes evident because of consciousness. But you have to wake up to say that. Anyway. But still, you who I slept well, I dreamt, I see the world. Look at this. I see the world. I dreamt. I slept very well. Prag aham aswapsam. Behind Dakshinamurti Stotram. I slept, I dreamt, I see the world. Therefore, who is the witness? Isn't it? Therefore, I see the world. I see the world being manifest. I see the world being resolved in deep sleep state. I witness the world is not there. Where is the world? It is not evident. In deep sleep state, world is not evident. How do you say world is not evident? How can you say the world was not evident when you were asleep? Think about it. How can you say the world was not evident when I was asleep? The world was, for me the world was non-existent because the world was not evident. The world being non-evident was evident, isn't it? On waking up, you are very clear, you know very well that the world was not evident for a length of time. Therefore, who is Sakshini now? Jagat Sakshini. Samvit. Let us use the word Samvit instead of consciousness. Samvit. So, that consciousness, that consciousness which is the witness of the Jagat, which witnesses the Jagat being manifest, Jagat being resolved, Jagat being evident, Jagat being non-evident, the dream being evident, dream being not there, that consciousness, and which is there as the witness of all the three states of experience, and pervading all the beings, Brahmaji onwards, to the inferior of the beings such as ant, etc. You can include amoeba, paramecium, virus, microbe, everything, all of them, in all the beings. That consciousness is what? I am. Sa eva aham. Saivaham. Saivaham, if you split it, sa eva vruddhi sandhi. Sa eva aham. Saivaham. And the samvittudan naan, that consciousness I am. Which consciousness I am? I am that consciousness. Which consciousness? That consciousness which is there as the witness in all the three states of experience, which witnesses the entire Jagat, which is there as the witness of the entire cosmos, without which Jagat would be non-existent, without which body mind complex would be non-existent, inert and insentient, isn't it? That consciousness, I am. Sa eva aham. And that eva emphasizes, I am that consciousness alone. I am that consciousness, only that consciousness. I am not anything else. I am not anything else. I am that consciousness alone. I am that consciousness only. Sa eva aham. So the second line says, the first line presents the first stage of teaching. Second line presents the second stage of understanding. What is that? Consciousness is, second line, truth of one's own real self being consciousness is presented by the first line. The consciousness being the oneness of consciousness, conscious being the only truth of all the beings is presented by the second line. The second stage of understanding, which establishes the Jiva Ishvara Aikyam. Because when you say oneness of consciousness becomes established in these two lines. Very beautiful, actually, very, very highly, it looks very simple, very nice, but it's very beautifully presented. Have you seen that? So what are the first two levels of stages of understanding? The teaching, in fact, is presented here. Okay. Jagat Sakshini. Sa eva aham, ya sa. that consciousness which pervades everything, which is there as the witness of all entire jagat, I am. Sayeva aham. Oh. I had to finish first verse at least today. Okay, tomorrow 2 o'clock class. You can't sleep for a long time tomorrow. I think one is enough, I think, for you. Okay, Sayeva aham means that Eva emphasizes what? I am that consciousness alone. I am only that consciousness. Then, Nachadrishya Vastu, I am not any object of perception. Na negation comes. If I am that consciousness alone means, then what I am not? See, in understanding, two things are very important. It's very important to understand what I am. It is equally very, very important to make sure what I am not. You know that? Very important, because we have this habitual error. You know, the perception, even you understand what I am, what I am not, what I am, you understand Shastra class. But what I am not doesn't get ingrained. Because Janmantra Samskara, Bahuna Bano, many Janmas, the Aham Dehat, Deha Abhimana being there, Dehatma Buddhi being there, I am the body, that identity with the body means complex has been there for many, many, many Janmas. And in this Janma, so many years, it has been there. And then they say, what I am, you understand when you go to the classes. That's why very easy. And become very interested. Everybody becomes so attracted towards Vedanta. When they listen to the first stage of understanding happens, everybody falls in love with Vedanta study. And slowly they feel bored or sort of repetition. They don't understand the very knack, very technique, the very way of teaching. They don't understand the very style of Vedantic teaching. What is same thing they are repeating, what is there now? It's not true. You are not sharp enough, subtle enough to understand the difference in teaching. Because the words you hear, they are the same. That means the clarity must enhance. The problem is, what I am not also is very important, isn't it? Therefore he says, Sayeva aham. Okay, then what I am not then? Nacha drishya vastu. Drishya vastu means the object of perception. Perceived, seen, known. I am not anything that is known. I am not anything that is seen. I am not anything that is perceived. I am not anything that is objectified. I am not an object of knowledge. Nacha and cha and I the self, I am that consciousness. I am that consciousness alone. I am not any of the object. Of object known. Nacha drishya vastu. Drishya vastu. See, two, okay? Knowledge is very clear as putta. Isn't it very clear? What I am is very clear. What I am not also is very, very, very clear. I am only, no? Therefore, What I am not any of the objects of perception, objects of knowledge means the whole prapancha which I am perceiving, I am not. See, the drishya vastu, you know, the three, we can separate drishya vastu, the objects of perception, into three groups. The jagat, then the body, physical body. The whole jagat I am perceiving external to the body, drishya vastu number one, I am not. The body which is not, which seems, which, even though it's external to external, which is not really external to me, my understanding, this physical body also is what? You know, drishya vastu. And also the mind, of, you know, with the different properties of the mind, raga, dvesha, likes, dislikes, anger, desire, ignorance, clarity, this different, the mind with all the properties of the mind, the emotions, the whole mind also is what now. Mind you can reduce it to third drishya vastu. Mind, body, jagat. So, nacha drishya vastu. I am not any of the drishya vastu. Even though mind also is the jagat, body also is the jagat, but where the difference begins? Because identity is not with the mic, you see. That is why I have to talk about the jagat. I am the seer, I am the knower, I am the one who I am the one witnessing the jagat always, without winking my eyes. Not physical, I mean. Jagat shines, jagat is evident, I am, what now, being aware of jagat being evident. Jagat is not evident, I am being aware of jagat being non-evident. Which is the time consciousness is not? Which is the time awareness is not? No time. Therefore, I am that consciousness alone I am. I'm not the world I am perceiving, I'm knowing. I'm not the body which is known to me. I'm not even the mind, constant varieties of thought modifications. I, the self, am the pure consciousness, jagat sakshini, witness of the individual body, mind and complex, witness of the entire jagat. Jagat Sakshini. Therefore, Nacha Drishya Vastu Iti. Iti. Enru Tas. Dridha Prajna. Dridha Prajna. Dridha Prajna means what now? Sthita Prajna. Arjuna asked, Sthita Prajna is another word, Dridha Prajna. Prajna means consciousness, but here Prajna means knowledge. So, consciousness of consciousness, or you can say, firm, doubt-free, clear knowledge of what I am, what I am not. I am consciousness, I am not any of the objects of knowledge, that clear knowledge. Without undoing anything, without removing anything, physically doing anything, cognitively understanding the difference. I told you very clearly the first two, the three stages of teaching are involved. First two stages of teaching, you know, level stages of teaching are presented here. Dridha prajna, the clear understanding, yasya api asti chet. Chet means if yasya asti, yasyapi asti chet, yarkavadu irukkumanal, in the arivu. If anyone, doesn't matter who the person is, whoever has, yasya api, whoever, yasya means whosoever, okay, yasya api, whoever has this knowledge, this clear understanding, what I am, what I am not, is if this clear knowledge, clear doubt-free understanding, if anyone has, yasya api dida prajna asti chet, dida prajna is there for anyone, or whoever has this firm knowledge, saha, see the last line of saha, chandalaha astu, dvijaha astu, where that, whoever has this clear knowledge, this vision, that let that person be a chandala. Let him be, let him look like a you know, uncivilized person, uncultured person, unlettered person, the person of very, very unrefined habits, doesn't matter. Or let him be a dvijaha, you know, the person who is initiated into the Vedic studies and who is highly disciplined and who lives a life of dharma, whether that be that person dvijaha, dvijaha or chandalaha, astu, saha guruhu. Guruhu, he is the guruhu. Iti yesha mama manisha. He is to be revered as the guru. He is adorable as guru. Adorable person. This is my firm conviction. This is my conviction born of clear understanding. Iti mama esha manisha. Is it clear? I want to go ahead, okay? Anyway, you have to go and have a tea and come back, okay? I'll tell you one thing. See that. Ya samvit. I'm for the purpose of Prahad, I'm telling. Ya samvit. Sputatara. Jagrat swapna sushuptishu ujrumbhate. Ya samvit sputatara pipili brahmadi pipilikanta tanushu prota asti. Ya samvit jagat sakshini asti. Sa samvit yeva aham. Aham na drishya vastu. Aham na cha drishya vastu. Iti yasya api dida prajna asti. Asti chet saha chandalaha astu saha dvijaha astu guruhu. Iti esha mama manisha. Got it? Who hasn't got it? Okay, who all slept, put up your hands. I'm going to ask a different, very important question. It's a very important lesson now. Who all slept in the class? Please put up your hands. Okay, how do you all know that you slept in the class? How do you know you all slept in the class? That means you were, mind alone was sleeping. It's good, at least it helps me to teach something. Okay, go have a cup of tea. Now you can wake up from sleep. Be fresh in Swamiji's class.